This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Stuart Bayliss, coming from Leamington. No, doing the plumbing and heating.
Welcome to TPTS Radio. Today we're joined by Stuart Bayliss, who is doing his plumbing practical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah. Stuart, I'm alright, thank you very much for asking. Just before we start the interview, Stuart, could you just tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
Mainly, I've been a storeman and forklift driver, and that's about it, really. That's all I've done.
So you have worked in the...
Factories, mainly outside, goods inwards, dispatch.
Well, being in the industrial sector, if I could say that.
Yeah.
What inspired you, or how did you decide to pursue a career in plumbing?
Because I'm good with my hands and I like hands-on sort of work.
And was there anything which triggered you, which inspired you to pursue that career?
Not really, it was just choice. I felt like I wanted to do something and chose plumbing.
And how did you find combining studying commitments with your working life?
Sometimes it was okay, and then other times it wasn't. It just depended on what was actually going on within home life, work life, working at the weekends.
But how did you manage to combine that? And do you have any tips for existing or perhaps future students how they could do better in their training?
I just did a module whenever I could. Or if I had a day to myself, I might do a few, send one TMA off and then just carry on with a few more. Mm. It's just a case of having time to do it.
And how do you tend to study from home? I mean, do you read or you... also write the things you're supposed to be learning about?
No, I don't really do a lot of writing. It's all, I'll read it, try and remember what I can, and go through like that. I'm not really a theory person, I'm more hands-on.
So you fancy changing career, you had your career in the industrial side,
Yeah. And
you came to do your practical training in ATL Centre. How are you finding it?
Brilliant. All getting on really well. The tutors are great, all get on. If you've got a problem, they'll explain it in a little more detail. And everything's just working out great.
And what are the things you have been doing in centre so far?
Started off learning out which joints are which. And then we did soldering first. Just having a mess around, putting all little bits of scrap pipe together. And then we had to make something from a drawing with relevant components. Solder it all together and have it pressure tested. And then yesterday and today we've been pipe bending, getting all the different bends right, like every single one so far. And we had the health and safety exam this morning.
That sounds like a vast amount of experience for a couple of days in centre.
Yeah, it's good.
And how did the pressure testing go?
We all passed it, it was fine. Like I said, with the theory, it's what I can remember will sink in, what I can't doesn't. As soon as I'm hands-on and I have a go at it, I'll be fine with it then. All my theory is complete anyway, so I haven't got any more of that to do.
Are the tutors helpful in centre and when you're doing practical training? Are you getting enough support in your course?
Yeah, it's all brilliant.
What are the things you have most enjoyed doing in your practical training?
I quite like making the whole setup to be pressure tested, because it combined everything apart from bending, but we'll get I think we're doing that tomorrow, putting bending into action instead of just pieces of pipe.
And I'd imagine that gives you a lot of sense of satisfaction and achievement when you see your result at the end of it.
Yeah, even just with the bends that we've been doing yesterday and today, like knowing that you can work it out, get it right, bend them to the right shape and learn all that in a couple of days, because like the tutors explain it properly.
And Stuart, what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
Eventually have my own little business, self-employed wise, but start off, stay in my full-time job, do jobs on the side, maybe work with a couple of friends and see how it goes from there.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you, Stuart, and whatever you do, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.